from the Pathway Studios in Johnston proper. You are Live from the Path.
You are listening to Live from the Path.
Oh, yes, I am.
Coming to you from the Pathway Studios here in Johnston proper. It is good to see you. Hope that you guys are having a wonderful night. And thank you for joining us on a very special Live from the Path. My name is Ben Foost. I am your always host here at Live from the Path. And I'm sitting on my lonesome here tonight, just hanging out. And excited to kind of go through some of the best of probably isn't the right way to say it, but some of my favorite clips here on Live from the Path. It's should be a pretty fun night. We'll go through some of the clips. I'll tell you some background stories, insider information about the Live from the Path program, including how we got started, some of our bumps along the way, and how we got to where we are, broadcasting Monday nights here at livefromthepath.org and on Saturdays at 7 on 99.3 KTIA. So, should be a ton of fun. I appreciate you guys hanging out. I hope you're hanging on the chat. Feel free to be chatting during the clips and stuff. I'll be hanging out, and I'll be able to do that more than usual because, of course, you're watching a clip. Usually I'm talking, so that should be a good time. And, you know, one of the things that I thought would be pretty fun to tell you, so you hear this every week. You hear the opening song for Live from the Path. And I remember when I first heard this song, this is before we even had a concept of having a radio program, that I thought this song would be pretty cool for the beginning of some sort of like newscast or a radio show. It just had a kind of a cool beat to it, a cool opening. And it was within a couple months after I had first heard this song that we kind of had the opportunity to do the radio program. And it was just a natural fit. And we started with it on our very first show, and it's been with us ever since. And so the song that you hear right when the show starts is called Working Man. And it's by New World Sun, and it's from the album Salvation Station. Now, that whole album is good. They've released a couple albums since then. But if you've not heard New World Sun, they're excellent. A bunch of Jesus guys, and the whole album, that Salvation Station album, is very good. And you'll hear every once in a while, towards the end of the show, as we're cutting out, you'll hear some clips from that CD, including Waiting Till the Rapture Comes, another favorite of mine. So there you go. The opening song for Life from the Path is Working Man. By New World Sun, so I hope you enjoy that. So one of the things that I thought that we would do is kind of fire up our 1 year anniversary clips. When we started the show, obviously we had no legitimate experience doing any type of radio at all. And I'll tell you a little bit more about how the show got started after I show you the clips. But I thought I'd kind of give you a taste of the first year's worth of clips from the Life in the Path program. Now, if you're listening on KTIA, you're not getting the full effect. There's some video, the visuals here, especially you'll hear some music, some Mexican music and that kind of stuff. And the visuals are really key on those. So if you want to check that out, you can go to lifeinthepath.org and watch that clip. But I'll go ahead and play it for you now. This is a kind of a compilation of our 1 year anniversary clips here on Life in the Path. I do hope that you enjoy it. Live from the Remax Studios in downtown Des Moines, it's 6 a.m. and you are live from the path.
It's a lot of pressure. From the makes path. Me probably the old guy in the room.
I'm sorry, I got three chauvinists looking at me saying, "Why? What are you doing in the kitchen, Mary?
What do you want?
I don't go to a movie with Whoopi in it. I mean,
I'm a maggot.
Bacon, I think. And a cheese.
You can buy this mouse for $19.95, and here's a little Jesus.
It's terrible, because I like to put my favorite things on my boxers.
To hear you guys.
Where is American Samoa?
I don't have much of a back hair problem, but, I mean, if I did, I don't. You mean, I wouldn't want to have to ask my lady to take care of me.
And it says I'm overly acidic.
You seem to both have possum-type characteristics that I can.
All-knowing.
Can we say butt?
Buzz. That's why I go speedo.
Very nice. Very nice.
The origami undies.
You're way too intellectually invested in your underwear.
I wore a hole in my pants.
Right.
I mean, my boxies were showing when I left at 4 in the morning.
Your grandma's friend is really Ben Vereen.
It's like holding a very warm dead fish.
Oh, this will save me time later. I won't have to rewatch the show. It's a long delay.
You know cars can't function on wall peanut butter.
That help?
It's very adult, Daniel.
We tried to pick him up, but he stopped to pee in the bushes, and we couldn't wait.
You spent your holiday season hawking pagan Christmas wares?
That's what I'm not anti-chicken. Just saying, branch out a little bit, that's all I'm saying.
What?
This has got to be the most uninteresting 3 minutes of radio I've ever heard.
Men do not smoke Virginia slams.
Are those those?
There you go.
Do lice jump from one head to another? You can't convince your mind to allow yourself to pee your own pants. Like it's out.
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Olson, Keith Olson, chicken, 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 chicken.
Well, I got this cat skeleton to me.
I'm full. I'm hungry.
Well, I think I'll have that again.
You're listening to Live from the Past.
Well, my observation in life is the whiniest people on earth tend to be Christians.
Okay, well, first of all, you're not funny. So don't even worry about it.
No, I thought it was great.
I don't need your approval, Daniel.
Slowjack.
Hey,
Slowjack.
Look at that Slowjack. Find me a Slowjack.
Yeah. Come on, man.
In either case, I'm growing my mustache in here until the world understands me for who I am. Not just a cool guy in a sauna, but a well-educated man who gets all his information from Live from the Path.
There is a half-naked bust mannequin woman in this in the church office.
He's afraid
along with a plastic BB handgun.
Yeah.
And I say, what goes on in here?
That's like that time you claimed that you created the peanut butter that rolls up like a deodorant.
I've said too much.
It gets hot and burns me.
Where's them shady internet characters? That's what I want. Giving my kid a pucker on the head.
I've always been just freaky.
Looks like the back alley, you know, used donkey dealer.
Who left my underwear outside in the rain?
Yeah. What's next? A bag full of aphids that eat your face?
Christians don't have gas. That's the deal.
Do not ever buy deodorant at an airport.
Next time I find a naked dude out rolling around in my rock garden, I'm going to come looking for you and say, you caused this.
What's love got to do with it?
Big Sur, the best water beds, that's for sure. Big Sur. Waterbeds.
Funk kind of did that on that smelly politician question.
Yeah, true.
I've worn a dress.
Oh, yeah.
I fell asleep at the wheel.
We had like a gang of feral cats.
What's a doobie?
Hey, you know what? You're fat.
Donkey rib cage, $30.
Where'd you get that?
There it's coming. Oh.
Okay.
Anyway, you're listening to Silk Sheets and Rainbows. My name's Ben. I call it the Street Jesus. Now, hold on. I'm not past this yet. Cassie, I'm sorry. You don't like any sandwiches?
I've written Abby and said, Mike and Ben, they make fun of my shirt every single week. They say I look like a couch. What should I do?
Dreamless.
Hey, Ben, the van's going to stink.
I could have said it was Mick Jagger if I'd have known him face to face and he was my father.
This is good. I tried.
This has been Life in the Path.
Daniel, what did I tell you about that?
We'll see you.
Okay, come to the party
next week. Have a wonderful week.
It's jazzy. I'm
trying to put a little culture in here.
It sounds like Rain. This song is way awesome. It's funky. It's like.
Yeah, that's more like a. Yeah, that's kind of like a chicken thing.
Dan,
I would go for
that.
He's actually got a pretty good.
You see that move that they do where like one
cruise.
I speak like Portuguese. Hey, hey, no. King de Guado.
What?
Disaster.
Dan started it. Alright, ready? One.
From his hiding place, Jack gets Dan's breathing heavy. <in the microphone.
laughs> Jack is hiding.
That head thing was classic. And Jack rushed out and grabbed the hen.
That's realistic.
And then Jack took a crap.
What do you think an accosted head sounds like? Excuse me for living. Unhand me, little boy.
Come on.
You've been listening to Live from the Path. That was the first-year compilation collection. I do hope that you enjoyed it. So that very end clip, you'll actually get to see the product of that.
That is when we were doing some recordings for Tales from the Path. We did Dan the Dunce, we did Caps for Sale, and we did Jack and the Beanstalk. And we get to watch Jack and the Beanstalk here in a little bit. So I'll be honest, like that's those nights were some very, very long nights, and we got really, really punchy, especially given the time of day. So just to kind of give you some background on how Life from the Path started, I actually had nothing at all to do with where this thing came from. Mike and Dan had been guests on a show on Worldwide Amplified, which was an internet radio station that had started in downtown Des Moines. And they had been guests on there, and they did the program on Maxworld, and they got invited to you know, would you be interested in doing a show? And so they called me and said, "Hey Ben, you know, I think we're going to do a radio program. Can you host this thing? Can you put this thing together?" And of course, none of us had any experience at all doing any type of radio. But we thought, "Hey, it's internet radio. There's a pretty low bar on who's on the internet, you know. So maybe we'll just go ahead and do it. And if the Lord, you know, does cool things with it, awesome. If not, what are we out? You know, we're out some late nights or some early mornings." So we went ahead and took the gig, and we set this thing up. And of course, we had no plans at all. Me, Mike, and Dan, and one of the other co-hosts, Zach Houck, was there on the very first show, and we started at 6 a.m. on a Saturday back in March of 2007. March of 2010. And so we started at 6 a.m. on a Saturday. Of course, nobody's watching, but we went ahead and fired this show up and had no plan. We just got in there and started talking. And the first show is just complete ADD. We're talking about paper underwear. We're talking about people's grandmas that are gambling. Ben Vereen, the guy from the Goonies. It was on a crazy tangent. That kind of stuff has not gone away completely, obviously. We're still a pretty ragtag operation. But that first show was pretty sporadic. And so we did the 6 a.m. slot for a couple weeks, and then we came in on the – and that second show was lost completely. I have records of almost every show that we've done, but that second show was just gone. And the third show that we were supposed to do, we came in on – it was on a set. We moved to 7 a.m. on a Saturday. We came downtown to the studios, and there'd been like a tiff, a big roughage between the two guys that ran the radio station. And so although we could get in there, we could get in the studio, and we could start the broadcast, they basically cut the internet feed. And so we never got to broadcast our third show. And we left the studio that day, and we thought, well, you know, that was kind of a fun 2 weeks, but this thing's kind of toast. And so the two guys that ran the station eventually split off, and they, you know, one opened a radio studio basically in the same spot, and that's Webcast One. That's still around. And then Des Moines Amplified opened just a little bit farther down the street. And we signed on with those guys, and they're building a new studio and stuff, and we signed on for a two-hour show starting at 10 o'clock on Monday nights. And the whole thinking behind the 10 o'clock, and this thinking remains today, is Mike and I both have small kids. And, you know, we ask a lot of our wives, generally speaking, and it was just another night that we didn't want to have to be out of the house, you know, doing a show at 6 or 7. We thought, it's internet radio. The show's not good anyway. Is it a big deal if we do it at 10 o'clock? It's not like we're losing a bunch of listeners, people that weren't listening anyway, and we're primarily podcasting or vodcasting. So if we do it at 10 o'clock on a Monday, that's kind of our deal. That seems like the thing to do. Dan Hudson, of course, is a wild man and just didn't seem to care either way. He came at the 6 a.m. on a Saturday, no problem. He came at the 10 p.m. on a Monday. It simply didn't matter to him. So we ended up at 10 o'clock on a Monday. We went with a two-hour show, also a mistake. Again, for some guys that don't plan very well and have the ADD going for them, a two-hour show, those early shows, especially within the first couple years, a year and a half, are sometimes just difficult to watch. That's 2 hours of very difficult radio to listen to. We had a lot of very patient and very supportive folks that listened to the show and still do, and we've always appreciated that, because, I mean, I can recognize at 10 o'clock on a Monday night isn't the prime witching hour to be checking out solid radio, but this is kind of what you get for internet radio at 10 o'clock on a Monday, so... maybe, I don't know, maybe it's your own problem. Anyway, one of the big gets that we had were some of the musical acts that we're able to have in, and we've met just a lot of cool people. You'll hear us say that just about every time we have somebody musical in the studio, is that we've met some really cool folks, and it's been an awesome, awesome opportunity for us to get to know them and to know the scene of people that love Jesus and are out there playing music for them. And I'll say one of the really big gets, I think one of the times we thought, hey man, we're a quasi-legitimate show here, was when we hooked up with the Spirit Midwest Music Festival, Julie Barnes and Al, and those guys kind of just started funneling bands our way. anyway, and so we were able to have them in studio, and we were able to have some really cool guests. We got to hook up with Syndrome of Fire, who are great friends of the show even today, and are doing really cool things musically, and we were able to have them in the studio a couple times, and that was very, very cool. And also, we just happened upon an opportunity to have Jess Anderson in the studio, her and her husband, Jordan, and I don't think we knew what we were getting into, you know? Like, we'd taken some bands in, and they're pretty good, but Jess Anderson, by far, has been, like, the biggest draw to the show from a YouTube perspective. Like, her clips out there, she's just done very, very well, and it's well-deserved. She's very good. So I'm going to play a clip now from Jess Anderson. This clip is from when we actually moved into our own studio. I'll tell you a little bit more about that here in a little bit. But this song is called You Go Before Us, and I really liked this song, and I don't know that it's got a lot of radio airplay, but it is one of my favorites that they've done. So this is Jess Anderson with You Go Before Us. Here on Live from the Path.
Lead us by your mighty hand, walking in your path. You are good. You have already won this war, marching on before us. You are good, you're good. You go before us, Savior of the world. There's nothing that can hold you down, no. You are the fortress, Lord, you are mighty in strength, the shield that we raised, you go before us. So when the enemy's all around, filling our hearts with doubt,
you're listening to Live from the Path. That was Jess Anderson with You Go Before Us, one of my favorite musical clips from the show. You can find more information about Jessica by going to jessanderson.com, and you should definitely support them. She's got an excellent voice, and both of her last two albums have been very good. You know, I was talking a little bit earlier, one of the clips that you saw has been from our one-year anniversary clips.
It doesn't give you the whole context when you see it, but it has to be one of the funnier moments that we had, I think, inside the studio was when Dave Funk was on. Now, Dave was a politician. He was running for office. And I don't remember the circumstances that he ended up on the show. I feel like he probably did it as a favor to somebody that worked at the radio station that had kind of asked if he'd be willing to come on. And I do feel bad about that. But Dave came in, and again, you know, it's 10 p.m. at night. We're kind of a low-rent operation. And one of the things that we asked him was, you know, who stinks? Who's the politician at the Capitol that you couldn't tell it on the TV, right? Because you can't smell the TV. But, you know, if you were to go up to him, who just has a stink to him? And it was a pretty awkward few moments when he was kind of dodging that question and kind of lecturing us a little for being immature. It was pretty funny, though. I think that was that was one of the more interesting moments we had with Dave on. And I remember being there quite late laughing about that. And I talked a little bit about the late hours. So the show had started, and we'd go from 10 to midnight. And it's weird to think that we'd do 2 hours of radio, and then we'd generally be in there for at least another hour, if not another two, on most nights. And that's actually still true. So every time you see Live from the Past Stop, we're down to an hour now. So we do from 10 to 11 p.m. But even now, we'll be in the studio another hour, another 2 hours after the show stops, just talking, which is a really cool experience, to be honest with you. One of the really cool things about this particular radio show is that, you know, we have nothing in it but to try to have a good time talking about Jesus. And the thing is we do that whether we're on the air or not. A lot of times we'll end up here at it's 1 a.m. We're like, we should have just left the cameras on, and we could have had that conversation for everybody else to hear, because we're nothing if not honest. So we spent a lot of late hours, a lot of really cool hours talking with guys, talking about spiritual growth, talking about development, just four friends hanging out, talking about Jesus and their lives together. It's really very cool. And to be honest with you, if I had to take one experience away from doing the radio show at all, it would be that. That's just one of the things that I would really miss if we weren't continuing to do the show, was the time after the show happens. And I think I can speak for the other guys that would be the same for them. This next clip is just funny. It's a pretty short one, but it's one of those moments. Every once in a while, Dan Hudson will say something that you just have trouble processing, and this was one of them, and it basically, well, here, I'll play it for you, and then we can talk about it afterwards, but I this clip is titled Noah of the Future, and it is also one of my favorite clips from Live from the Path. I hope that you enjoy it.
That's true. Maybe Noah was checking the forecast, and he's like, oh boy, he wasn't kidding. We better get on that boat.
Do it.
John Bachman says, big rain. Big rain are coming.
Yeah, we always think of him like cutting down trees with an axe. Like, man, that was a big job for him. It's like, who knows? Maybe he had a computerized factory and he's had a – who knows? I don't know.
I don't know, Dan. That's kind of a stretch. I'm not really on board with what you're saying, but
– Well, I know. I don't even know if I am. I just
– I mean, it sounds –
often wondered.
It sounds pretty cool and all, but I don't know that I'd give that more than a couple minutes.
Let's just say maybe the Jetsons, there's more truth to that than you know, and that's really our history.
You sure you don't know Tom Cruise? I love a Jesus, Oprah. I love a Jesus.
There was no
crazy dance. Crazy dance. Future past. No, the cosmonaut. I guess I know. I guess what I know. What we're doing after the Crazy Love sermon series.
This is my Planet of the Apes upbringing. See, the whole space time continuum things shift, and it's just, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. So the interesting part about that, obviously, if you didn't catch it, so Dan is theorizing that perhaps pre-flood, the society was well advanced, that that everything that we have today, plus perhaps more, had existed, and that Noah was technologically savvy in his building of the ark. And anyway, that's just my favorite because it shows just a little bit of into Dan Hudson's personality, part of the thing that I really enjoy about him. Let me cut you into another musical thing. So the next clip is from Bethany Joy Johnson, and it's a song called Lost. I love Bethany. She did a great job. She has an awesome voice and is a good songwriter. And she was here, and her family was here. Her mom and dad were kind of on either side. That's a good idea, by the way. If you're a young girl and you're sending into an internet radio show with four guys at 10 o'clock at night, Jesus or otherwise, it's a pretty good idea to send some backup, which is what they did. And so this song –
she was going to play, and she asked us to kind of kick in. There's a spot where, like, you can do a feedback. And we're just awful. Like, we are just – we're terrible. We sound like a bunch of lumberjacks that are drunk trying to sing this chorus. But it was a lot of fun, and I really did enjoy the song. So I'm going to play it for you. This is Bethany Joy Johnson singing Lost. You're listening to the best of Live from the Path as selected by Ben Foost. I hope you enjoy.
Okay, you ready to kick it off?
Let's
all right,
do
this is Lost with Bethany Joy Johnson. You're listening to Live from the Path.
Slowly till I found the one, didn't know a part of me was missing. Just like that, you had my heart, knows everything that it's beating for. But oh, I didn't know I'd be a better me with you by my side. Show what I thought was a wrong turn was the right road to you. You found me, and I was lost. Like knowing you were made for me. Search the world, but nobody comes close, no. I'm with you, troubles melt away. More blessed today than I was yesterday. Oh, oh, I didn't know I'd be a better me with you by my side. And oh, starting to show what I thought was a wrong turn was the right road to you. You found me when I was lost.
All right, boys, you guys ready? Warm up.
That's Life from the Path. That was Bethany Joy Johnson. You can still check her out. If you go to BethanyJoyJohnson.com, you can find more information about her. I would encourage you to do so. She's just released some additional tunes that you can pick up on iTunes. There's a video on the front of her website as well that's also very good. So definitely check her out. Plenty of more good music, I think, to come from Bethany. And it was a joy to have her in studio, and she has an awesome voice. So kind of an evolution of where Life from the Path has come from. So like I said, we started at Worldwide Amplified. We stayed there for like three episodes, two and a half really. And then we went to Des Moines Amplified. Des Moines Amplified was open for a while, and it just ended up where the radio station we basically don't generate an income. Okay, so if we're going to be honest, we don't bring in any money, and so we don't have the ability to pay. Or we didn't used to. We don't have the ability to pay to be on anywhere, and that was kind of a requirement that station eventually had to have. Understandable, they can't just let folks on for free. And so we had to make a decision as to whether we were going to stop the show or what we were going to do. And so what we decided to do is that we were going to have to move the show. And so we'd been at the one studio, both we moved to the next one downtown, Des Moines Amplified, and then we had to move. And we decided that we kind of needed our own space. Not that we were going to broadcast at a different time than 10 o'clock on a Monday, but we wanted some flexibility to be able to do so if we wanted to. If there were bands that were coming through town that we could do an interview with, you know, we could kind of pop in our own studio and do the recordings at that time. And we've done that a few times where we've had folks come in and we would go ahead and record. And then play it later. And so what we ended up doing was there's a room, and it's a pretty it looks pretty big. We usually get this from the guests that come in here. Is it looks pretty big with the way that the camera angles are online, but if you come in, it's a pretty small studio. It's like a I want to say it's 10 by 14 or so with a big window that we found at a construction site, kind of in the wall there. But it's a pretty small room. But we decked it out and we got some webcams and we got some microphones and stuff, and we started broadcasting from our own space. And that's been really very cool, because it's something where we can kind of set up our own area, give it our own vibe. So we've been broadcasting from the Pathway Church Ministry Center here in Johnston, Iowa, ever since we've made that move. We made the move, it's probably been about, it'll be a little over 2.5 years now. So, excuse me, 1.5 years. So that's how we ended up here, and that's where we broadcast from still. So when people are coming into the studio, they're coming to Johnston, and they're broadcasting here. They're still coming pretty late. We're still broadcasting at 10 o'clock, even though you folks on KTIA are hearing it on Saturdays at 7 o'clock. The live show, it happens. And you'll hear me tell you to check out the live show only because we have a chat function that kind of goes along with the show. You can watch the video of the show. So if you don't ever catch the video, you can see who it is that you're listening to. It will be disappointing. I'm sorry about that. But you could check that out, and you kind of see the visuals of what's going on in the studio, and you could chat along and be part of the conversation. That's always pretty fun to be able to have those types of conversations along with you guys on the Monday Night Show. So that's when we would generally encourage you, although I'm glad for you folks that listen to the podcast and for you guys on KTIA, that live show is actually probably the best experience if you're really digging on Live from the Path. So that's why we encourage you to check it out. The 99.3, the KTIA story is actually kind of interesting, how we ended up there. We broadcast. I told you we got hooked up with the Spirit Midwest Music Festival. And again, way over our heads with some of these things. Like, we agreed that we were going to go out and do a broadcast from a mobile broadcast from this music festival. And we have no right to be out doing anything, right? Again, no experience. We don't have the equipment for some kind of mobile broadcast. We had like a 300-foot Ethernet cable that we were running out of the janitor's shed where this festival was at. We had a stage and a bunch of lights that we made off with from the church, and we had to borrow some computers and a bunch of stuff from folks. We had a big green interview couch. The clips from those are actually kind of funny. So we broadcast from the Spirit Midwest Music Festival, and one of the booths that we saw there was 99.3, the KTIA booth. And so, again, we had like a CD that we'd put together that we'd been giving away to folks. And we thought, you know, let's just drop this off this radio guy. We don't have any idea how legitimate radio works. Again, internet broadcaster, there's no filter, right? You just turn the thing on and then people catch it. So we never had to audition for anything. We never had to submit anything. We just had a show automatically, which is a dangerous thing. So anyway, we dropped the CD off to the KTIA booth, and I can tell that the guy that runs the station, who's Chris Roloff, who is a good friend of ours and who I love, but is just like, okay, who's this joker that's just, you know, pawning CDs off on me at this Christian music festival? And I come to find out that I don't think he actually listened to it. Like, he took it, kind of smiled a little bit. We stole a book. We took a bookmark from him, made fun of it a little, and then kind of moved on. And we didn't run into each other again for another year. And back out at the Spirit Midwest Music Festival again, and we ran into the KTIA to Chris at KTIA again, and from there we just kind of started just talking with each other and kind of getting a feel for it. You guys know that listen to KTIA, we're not really like a lot of the stuff that's on there. So, you know, it's kind of the question of, it's like, will people even listen to this? I've had the same thought myself. I understand where he's coming from. But eventually, you know, Chris gave us a shot, expand some of his local programming, and he took a risk with that, and we very much appreciate that he's done that for us. And I hope that you're enjoying the program. If not, it really is his fault. He didn't have to do that, and you can yell at him for it. But that's how we ended up on KTIA. It was kind of a long process where, rightly, he ignored the first thing that we gave him. And we just kind of got closer and closer. And his side of the story is probably more interesting than ours because, you know, we were just guys that are flinging CDs out everywhere trying to get on as much as we can. And so that's kind of how it's happened. And we've had a lot of cool guys that have been sponsoring the show that allow us to be on KTIA, and that are supporting the show for that. Our two current sponsors is the Eisenlauer team. So we really do use these guys. Here's one of the things I like about our show is that we don't have a lot of pretense. We don't have any reason to make anything up. It'll slip up eventually. And we're just not that polished. And so when we tell you about folks that are advertising the show, you're kind of getting the real deal. And we use both Mike and I have used Bob for some real estate stuff. And he was just great. He was just wonderful to work with. He did a great job. And I thought he got the prices that we could get out of the houses. He helped us find something quick. And he's just a great guy. He's been on the show. In fact, you'll see him in the next clip. We'll do a clip here in just a second about a quiz on things heard to raise money on Christian radio. And Bob is in that, and so you can kind of get to know him there. Also, the folks at Westfield Veterinary Hospital, I've had my pets there before, and Mike has as well. And they're just good folks, and they're supporting the show to keep us on the radio so that people can hear that story. So, and you can find more information about them at westfieldveterinary.com, and Eisenlauer, you can go to the eisenlauerteam.com, and you can check them out as well. And so if you would do that, I would appreciate it. One of the things I'll always tell you is to definitely – go to those sponsors, and they're great folks. If nothing else, just to let them know that you appreciate them, helping to keep Live from the Path on the air. So, introduce this story. This is one of my favorites. I laugh at this probably every time. Mike had been listening to a Christian radio station that was trying to raise money, and some of these things that they were saying were just outrageous. And so we thought, you know, I wonder if we can pick out what the true things that they actually said. To try to raise some money. And so I'll play this quiz for you. This is Things Heard to Raise Money on Christian Radio. And we'll see how you do if you didn't take the quiz before. You're listening to Live from the Path, and this is probably one of my favorite quiz clips that we have. I hope you enjoy it. Heard to raise money on Christian Radio. All right. So, you can see this. You guys can see this on the screen is I'm going to give you a question I'm going to give you a list of four things, and you're going to tell me which one was legitimately heard this week on a Christian radio, in an attempt to raise money. Ready? Okay. Mike doesn't get to vote because he's the provider of the answers.
All right. How many are there? I mean,
there's four total.
And we're supposed to choose four. One of the four.
Yeah. One of the four. Yeah. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Options number one. Which one of these was heard on a Christian radio station during a fundraiser? A. Remember when David beat Goliath? That wouldn't have happened if his daddy never bought him a slingshot. B. For your $30 donation, we'll send you this commemorative American flag pin as a sign of the Lord's blessing. C. We are busy, and sometimes we just don't have time to spread the gospel. That's where this radio station comes in. Or D. God can only do so much without your monetary support.
Wow. One of those is true.
One of those is true. Troy, what are your thoughts?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with B.
For your $30 donation, we'll send you this commemorative American flag pin as a sign of the Lord's blessing.
Yep.
Okay, Troy's in with B. Bob, what are your thoughts?
Man, I was thinking the same thing, B.
Okay, two votes for B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hudson, what do you think?
I'm going with C because I can see some cheesy radio station say, now we all know we need to tell the gospel, but I know you're too busy. Just give us your money. We'll do it for you. We'll take the responsibility right off of you.
Okay. Hudson's in with C.
I hope not.
Okay, here we go. Answer is C.
Yes!
No one knows. Cheesy Christian radio like Dan Hudson.
I've been doing cheesy radio for 25 years.
I'm sorry.
Ever since chapter of Acts.
I know you're busy, and the Lord Jesus, before he left, said, go and pay others to make disciples.
That's what it was.
We got your back.
Oh, what a bummer. although, I should give half points for B because I have seen that a ton.
Especially on TV, televangelists will sell you some like eagle statue or some kind of goofy thing. It's totally not.
I was
not.
Tempted.
I remember seeing that when I was like 10, and I was watching some kind of televangelist program. They're like, let's send you this American eagle as a sign of the Lord's blessing in your home. I'm like, why does that mean the Lord's blessing? I was 10. I didn't get it. I'm like, I think I want one. Maybe.
That looks cool.
How much is it? What will the Lord do with my money?
I'm sure, like, God says, good, he's you know, tithed like I asked him to. Let's send him some knickknacks and crap. Because I want to populate garage sales for the next 10 years.
I'm trying to run an economy.
Thus saith the Lord. All right. Answer was C. Here we go. Next. Which one of these was heard on a Christian radio station during a fundraiser? A, that's not guilt you're feeling right now. It's God telling you that it's time for you to make a donation. B, you know Canada's going down the tubes because they do not have any Christian radio stations. Not one. C, failure to donate is a vote for Obama. D, we have three callers on the line. Let's pray together that they do the right thing and give generously. Troy.
I'm going to go for D.
You're on D. Three callers on the line. Okay. Bob?
I got to go with C. I can see that. Right now. Oh, yeah.
Hudson.
I'm going with A.
All right, Hudson's in for A. Here we go. Ready? Answer is D.
Oh!
Three callers on the line. Let's pray together. They do the right thing and give generously.
You heard the, is this the same radio show as the last?
Yeah. So they're asking the radio listeners, let's all pray together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the poor sucker that you've convinced to
call
in.
Grandma's on the line.
The three people that were not on air would then pray together. They'd say, look, we got three callers in the bank. Let's go ahead and pray that they do the right thing and give generously. And we need them to take care of this. We need them to do the right thing here. And what we need. Oh, I can't tell you the next part because it's probably.
Were they
the
praying in unison, like all at once? Well,
yeah. So it was a certain religion. I don't really want to give it away, but they have a lot of prescripted prayers that they all know. Huh. And so they would all say them at once. And then, you know what was weird, though? I don't know if this is a good word or not, but, like, they end the prayer twice. Like, they say, thank you, Lord Jesus. And then they go, thank you, Lord Jesus. And then thank you. They said it, like, three times to end the prayer. I'm
end.
I felt like the first one was, you know, sufficient. But then they just kept ending it, you know, and it was odd.
They could have at least, you know, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father.
No. Just Jesus only.
Got the Trinity.
Yes, you know, three.
Jesus handles the generosity part.
Thank
the Holy
you,
Spirit
Apostle
does
Paul.
The woman.
Holy Spirit does the whooping. That's a t-shirt. All right, here we go. Ready? Next set. Which one of these was heard on a Christian radio station during a fundraiser? A, Tim Tebow gives to Christian radio. Will you? B, now don't be worried if you don't have the money in your account right now. Go ahead and pledge. Step forward in faith. C, your $5 pledge will get you a free bookmark with a bunch of old white guys on it. D, that's how you stay holy, friends. Read your Bible, make time to pray, and support Christian radio. Dan, you're up first.
B.
Now, don't be worried if you don't have the money in your account right now. Go ahead and pledge.
You
step
gotta
forward.
Believe. You got to believe, brother.
All right. Bob.
I'll go with D.
He's with D.
Stay holy, friends.
Stay holy.
Like, this is like how the Dos Equis man.
It's the friends. That's what's going to give it away. Troy.
I'm agree with Dan with B.
You're on B.
Yep.
All right. Nobody went with the Tim Tebow gives to Christian radio, eh?
Or C.
I thought for sure I'd have you.
Everyone does what Tebow does.
The answer is B. Now, don't be worried if you don't have the money in your account. Go ahead and pledge. Step forward in faith.
Followed by an explanation of, listen, it's just a pledge. We need as many pledges as we can get. If you can't follow through with it, it's not like we're going to send people to your house. You just don't pay.
I believe I use that line every Sunday, don't I?
Just write the check, all right? Throw it in the offering.
It is unimportant whether it cashes or not.
God will get you then.
God, that counts.
Go out and get some pop cans this afternoon.
The Lord largely subsists on promises.
I feel like this goes...
Lord, I will repent. Don't you know?
I feel like it goes against direct biblical principle of living outside your means, you know, like pledging money that you don't have.
Good call.
Or giving under compulsion.
Yeah. Either way.
I don't know.
These were classic. I tried to record some of it with my iPod while I was driving so I could play some of it for you. It was always cheesy.
That's awesome.
Super cheesy.
So it was all on the same radio show.
Yeah, same radio.
Oh, man.
Within 5 minutes?
Made? Yeah. I probably listened to it for 3 hours that day. Like, I meant to change the channel.
And you kept listening.
Yeah, they just kept saying things that were outrageous to me. And I'm like, I have to keep listening.
It's like a car wreck.
I was texting Min every 10 minutes. I go, dig this thing, you know? It was crazy.
Gold.
Wow. All right, here we go. Last one. Last set. Ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Which one of these was heard on a Christian radio station during a fundraiser? A, your money goes to fund beautiful pamphlets and tracts that can be left at malls and senior living centers throughout the United States. B, despair, depression, poverty. Christian radio has helped you out of these things. Now it's time to return the favor. C, what will you do with the 30 pieces of silver in your pocket? D, if you give it the $1,000 level, you will be an apostle.
I want to be an apostle. I really want to get to apostle.
Troy.
I'm a disciple.
You're up.
Okay. Oh, you didn't have it. Okay, there we go. Sorry.
Sorry, there you go.
That's no problem. I was trying to remember it as you went by, and I'm horrible at these kind of things. I'm going to go with A.
Your money goes to fund beautiful pamphlets for malls and senior living centers.
Uh-huh.
Classic. Bob.
Before I give my answer, I wanted to know who comes up with the fake answers. Did you do that, Mike?
No, that's Ben.
Yeah, I did that. Okay, those are pretty good. Pretty clever. Let's see. What'd you say?
I said A.
I'm going to say B.
You have been statistically wrong.
Yeah. Troy's wrong.
I don't think Ben couldn't write that. I don't think. That's got to come out of the guy's mouth.
Hudson.
Well, I can't imagine a radio station asking for money so they can print literature because they're on the airwaves. So, sorry, Troy.
Good point.
I'm going to go with B because that sounds pretty cheesy. Look how we help you. Right. Now help us.
We'll see what happens.
You scratched our. We scratched your back. You scratch ours. Jesus loves you.
Here we go. The answer is... Whoops. Whoop. Whoa, I can't get to it anymore. There we go. D, if you give it the $1,000 level...
You're kidding me.
You will be an apostle.
Wow. Please, no.
No, that's what it was.
No.
Was that just that day, or is the offer
they
still
were on stand? They were on the end of a two-week bender of doing this thing, and they're like, please, we need people to give it the apostle level. If you were $2,000, you were archangel.
So the offer's over, though. Yeah, I can't be an apostle today.
Right. The time has come bucks. And gone for you to be an apostle
How
of Jesus
much if
Christ.
I just want to go to heaven? $20.
Can I get a rain check on the apostle?
You could be a disciple for 500. You could be an apostle.
Oh, no. I'm going to put apostle
in
layaway, please.
That's
crazy.
All right. So, thank you for hanging out with us. You've just been listening to Things Heard to Raise Money on Christian Radio from it's Life no wonder the Apostle Paul is so upset. You know what I'm saying? He's dead broke.
I just want to serve communion. That's really all I want to do.
the $1,000 apostle.
Do I get a t-shirt?
You know, it's the thing is, I'm driving around listening to this thing going, I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, I can't believe this is happening. You know, where was back in the day when they're like, listen, if God's moving you to donate to keep this ministry going, donate. If he's not and he's got you donating somewhere else, do that. Just do whatever God tells you to do. These guys are like, I'm sure the Holy Spirit is leading you this direction. If he's not, you're not paying attention to the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to throw up soon.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing. They made money hand over fist. Here's the deal. They're making big money. We're not making anything. I feel like theirs is effective. Maybe not holy, but certainly effective.
You don't think maybe they'll answer to God for some of this?
I sure hope so. Here's the thing.
I hope so.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if this is God's line or not, but it would be pretty funny if they showed up and he's like holding the grain and is like, is apostle still open? I want in. You're listening to Life from the Path. That was the quiz on Things Heard on Christian Radio to raise money. I'm just following along in the chat here, and Pants, who has seen the show before, got blanked on that one. So how did you do? Don't keep tallying the cards. Dangerous. But go back and take a look at it. There's plenty of quizzes, by the way, available if you go out to the website. One of the things that the reason we do those quizzes is our show is kind of a it's designed to be honest faith. You know, it's our walk with Christ, our conversations and trying to live how Jesus wants us to live. And you kind of get that full. You get it kind of at our low times. You get it to our immature times, and then sometimes you get the heavy stuff. A lot of those quizzes represent. I guess attempts to make sure that we can make distinction between what is of God and what is not. What is worldly wisdom? What is godly wisdom? What is a worldly distinction? What is a godly distinction? And so you'll see that in things like Deuteronomy Dan, right? Do you know your Old Testament, the Levitical laws? Can you pick those out
and recognize which one is a God thing or just something that we made up. Secular versus Solomon is kind of the same principle. We go through the words of wisdom, the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and stuff, and we'll give you a bit of wisdom, and you have to be able to pick out whether it is biblical or whether it is something that is from the world. And a lot of times we have trouble making that distinction, and we follow wisdom that we believe is biblical, and it's not really the biblical precedent. And that tends to happen more often than not when it comes to American stuff. We confuse patriotism with following Christ. We confuse loyalty to the country with being, I don't know, persistent in following what it is that God wants us to do. And so we see tend to find the biggest mix up in some of those words of wisdom from founding fathers versus what is the biblical content. So the next clip is from a band called Supernaw. Supernaw is based out of California, and they were basically kind of traveling the United States. We hooked up with them through a site called Reverb Nation. They were just looking to fill some gigs in, and they agreed to come in. And there's maybe been a couple bands that would rival it, but like they fill in the studio with sound. Like, they just did a great job. And the recording here probably doesn't give it justice with what it would have been to be here live. But I'll play that for you. It still remains one of my favorite clips from a musical performance here at Live from the Path. This is Supernaw with the song California Earthquake on the best of bin selections of Live from the Path.
As I lie awake, I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for you. Every night I do. Then when I wake, I wake up to you. I wake up for you. Every night I do. Screaming my name in the middle of the night. Oh, screaming for help in the middle of the night. Either way, baby, it's alright. Screaming for help in the middle of the night. Either way, baby, it's alright.
Like a California.
So that was that was Superdome with California Earthquake. Like I said, they came in and they probably had the most impressive set of wheels that we've seen, because they had like a giant RV outside plus a big truck hauling all their stuff around. They were fun to have in. And to be honest with you, I haven't really seen much from them to know whether you can. There's more to check out from them, but they were a ton of fun. So has been one of my favorite clips on Life from the Path. Hey, but before the show has to end, I wanted to kind of get in one of the tales from the path. This is Jack and the Beanstalk, and we basically wanted a way. We took some books and performed them. And put some music and stuff behind it, just because we thought it would be fun to be a way to branch out and maybe get some other folks to check out what we have going on. And Caps for Sale is by far the most popular clip that we have on our YouTube channel and from the website. And so, this is Jack and the Beanstalk, which I also thought was funny. You saw some of those outtake clips out of the first anniversary thing. That was the outtakes from doing Jack and the Beanstalk. So I'll play that for you. And you're listening to Live from the Path.
Jack and the Beanstalk, retold by Mary Hoffman, performed by Live from the Path. Many years ago, there lived a woman and her son called Jack. She gave him everything he asked for until one day there was nothing left. All they had of any value was their old cow, so the woman sent Jack to sell her.
Jack, sell the cow!
He hadn't gotten very far when he met a strange little man.
Where are you going with that cow?
To the market, said Jack.
No need, said the man. I will give you these beans for her.
Jack was such a foolish fellow that he agreed.
One, two, three, four, and five beans,
the stranger counted out, and Jack ran home to tell his mother.
Mama, I'm coming home.
But his mother wasn't pleased at all.
You good for nothing little boy!
She shouted and threw Jack's beans out of the window. The next morning, there was a marvelous beanstalk as strong as an oak tree growing right up to the sky. Without a thought, Jack climbed up it and found himself in another country. He found a giant's castle and persuaded the giant's wife to feed him. But then he heard heavy footsteps and a loud voice say,
Bee-bye, bo-bum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Quick, hide in the oven,
said the giant's wife. The giant looked around, but he didn't see Jack.
Where is he? Hey, you.
So he sat down to eat his huge meal. Then he called for his pet hen.
Send in the hen.
From his hiding place, Jack could see that the hen laid an egg of solid gold. Soon, the giant fell asleep. And Jack rushed out and grabbed the hen. He escaped down the beanstalk before the giant woke up. Jack's mother was very relieved to see him.
Oh, Jack!
And they lived well by selling the golden eggs. But the beanstalk was still there, tempting Jack. Then one day, without telling his mother, Jack climbed the huge beanstalk again. Everything happened as before. The giant roared,
Bee-bye-bo-bum! I smell the blood of an Englishman!
This time, Jack hid in a cupboard, and again, the giant couldn't find Jack.
Hey, where'd you go? You, boy?
After dinner, the giant got out his money bags and counted his coins, but soon, he was asleep and snoring. Quickly, Jack grabbed a bag and slid back down the beanstalk. 3 years later, Jack climbed the beanstalk again. This time, he hid in a washtub when the giant roared.
Hey!
The giant looked for Jack, but did not find it.
Hey, where are you? Bee-bye-bo-bum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Then the giant asked his wife to bring the golden harp.
Wife, bring me the harp.
Soon, he fell asleep. Jack crept out of the washtub and grabbed the harp, but the harp cried out,
Help, I'm being stolen.
The giant woke up and chased Jack to the top of the beanstalk.
I'll get you.
But Jack was lighter than the giant and reached the bottom quickly. He flung down the harp and grabbed an axe to chop the beanstalk. It crashed down, and that was the end of the giant. It was also the end of Jack's adventures. He lived happily with his mother.
Sell the cow!
Along with the hen that laid eggs of solid gold. And the harp that sang beautiful songs.
The end.
That was Jack and the Beanstalk, performed by Live from the Path, one of our Tales from the Path. If you're listening on 99.3 KTAA, I've got to let you go, and that stinks, because I got a lot more clips for you. So if you're hanging out at the podcast, I picked out too many favorites, and it's going over. So you can check those out on the podcast, or you can check out the full video of the show sitting out on the website at livefromthepath.org. Thank you for listening on 99.3 KTAA. We will see you next week. The next clip... It's actually a relatively recent one. Chandra Knudsen came to the show, and we came across her because there were a couple of music festivals going on. There was a Promised Land Fest, and we had Nathan Grooms and Monica in kind of talking through that one. A Thousand for Crutch was going to be there. It was going to be a cool festival. And that same weekend, the Collide Fest was going on here at Point of Grace, just a little bit west of here. And we saw Chandra there, and we reached out to her, and she was very obliging to come in and share her music with us here on Live from the Path. And she's just has an awesome voice and is an excellent songwriter. And so I wanted to share a clip of her song with you on my Bin's Picks of the Best of Live from the Path. So I'll go ahead and play that for you. This is Chandra Knudsen. And you can pick up her latest EP, Rotten. It's available for download on iTunes. And you can also check it out on Spotify. That's where you can listen to it if you if you have Spotify, you can check that out, or you can buy it for digital download on iTunes or on our website. So this is Chandra Knudsen with God Is There on Live from the Path.
Sometimes I don't have confidence in who I am and my existence. I feel lost. I feel lost. I feel lost. And sometimes I feel down and out. So worked up, just wanna scream and shout out loud, out loud, out loud. But I know that I'm never alone. 'Cause God, you never leave me on my own. You lift me up when I don't feel I am good enough. You say cry on my shoulder. You'll be here when things get colder. You take me in your arms, and I know you're never too far away. 'Cause when I fall to my knees and pray, you're always listening, listening, you're listening. Sometimes I know I disappoint you, for giving in instead of pushing through. I failed you, I failed you, I failed you. And sometimes I focus on the bed instead of thanking you for all that I have. 'Cause I'm blessed, yeah, I'm blessed, yeah, I'm blessed. But I know that I'm never alone. 'Cause God, you never leave me on my own. Me up when I don't feel I am good enough. You say cry on my shoulder. You'll be here when things get colder. You take me in your arms, and I know you're never too far away. 'Cause when I fall to my knees and pray, you're always listening, you're listening, you're listening. Doesn't matter where I am, Lord, on you I can always depend. 'Cause when I fall to my knees to pray, you are always listening. You lift me up when I don't feel I am good enough. You say cry on my shoulder. You'll be
pray you're always listening, listening, you're listening.
So it's, that was Chandler Knudsen on Live from the Path. And like I said, you can check check more information about her. The songs are available on Spotify. You can also check out our website, and you can download that stuff on iTunes. And I would highly recommend that you do so. I also saw there's physical copies available at the Java Joe's. I was just at Java Joe's this evening checking out a live Lindgren and Lewis show. Kevin Lindgren has been a great friend of the show. He's been in here multiple times, and it's always good to catch up with him. And anyway, I wanted to check out his most recent iteration of folks. And both of those guys are excellent songwriters. I would recommend find them on Facebook. Look for Lindgren and Lewis, and check them out. It's a very very entertaining show, and both of them are excellent songwriters. So I would encourage you to be able to do that. The next clip is another quiz, and it's the end of the world game. Basically, we're to see what we know about people who have predicted the end of the world. And I'll go ahead and play this one for you. This is another one of my favorites. We've done a couple iterations of this that you can find out on the website at livefromthepath.org. But this is back from October of 2012, and we'll see what you know about the end of the world. These are Ben's clips of the best Live from the Path. I hope you. So it's the end of the world as we know it. Question number one: which recipients of a letter from the Apostle Paul seem to be taken by a rumor that the world was ending in AD 53? A. Philippians. B. Thessalonians. C. Corinthians. D. The Jews.
Jews.
Troy guessed the Jews.
No. That's reiterating D.
That's wrong. Which recipients of a letter from the Apostle Paul seemed to be taken by a rumor that the world was ending in AD 53? Dan.
Do you want me to really answer that? Because I'll say B, Thessalonians.
Dan's in with Thessalonians. Lindgren.
Let's go Thessalonians.
He doubles up on Thessalonians.
Sure.
Spangenhauser, put that away.
He's checking the Lord's word, Ben. You know that's illegal.
I figured the one place it'd be okay.
It should be hidden in your heart when you get to these tests.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you for plugging that in. I appreciate it.
There's no money involved, Troy. Spit something.
I don't want a bandwagon. So, A.
Okay, the Philippians to stay off the bandwagon. Mike, yep. You're a fool not to bandwagon when it's right. B, the Thessalonians. Which recipients of a letter from the Apostle Paul seem to be taken by a rumor that the world was ending in AD 53? The answer is B, the Thessalonians.
B.
So my favorite verses that point to heaven are in Thessalonians.
Yep. Yeah.
You just go, I almost feel bad waiting around. but I'm going to hold off.
Just for a heads up, that's Troy stinketh one. Mike does not stinketh zero.
Here we go. Next question. This daily publication claimed in its October 14th, 1997 issue that Noah's Ark had been discovered intact and that the third of six copper, silver, and gold scrolls revealed the end of the world to be January 31st, 2001. Daily publication claimed in its October of 97 issue that Noah's Ark had been located and there were some scrolls inside and the third one revealed the end of the world would be January 31st, 2001. Kevin Lindgren.
The Telegraph.
Lindgren's in with the Telegraph.
What are the options, Ben?
Oh, sorry. A, the Daily...
The Daily Maine.
The Daily Maine, sorry. B.
It's a Lion magazine.
B, News of the World. C, The Sun. D, The Telegraph.
Lindgren went with the Telegraph?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Lindgren's in the Telegraph. Spangenhauser.
I'm going to say C, The Sun.
Ralstendorfer's in with Sun. Mike.
I'm hitting with B, News of the World.
He goes different from Fetz Parlor and goes with News of the World. Hudson.
I as well think that something like that sounds like something that would come from a publication called News of the World, so I'm going with B.
Dan goes with News of the World. The daily publication that claimed in its October 97 issue that Noah's Ark had been discovered intact and the scroll says end of the world is January 31st was C, The Sun.
I believe News of the World comes out weekly. I got thrown off by the question.
Yeah.
Dang. The Sun. Next question.
Troy stinketh too. Mike stinketh nothing.
As recorded in the book, The Familiar Discourses of Dr. Martin Luther, Luther is quoted as saying, I hope the last day of judgment is not far. I persuade myself, verily, it will not be absent blank years longer. How many years was it? How many years from when he was writing that did he believe the world would come to an end? Dusendorfer.
What are the options, Ben?
Sorry. A, 60 years. B, 200 years. C, 300 years. D, 500 years.
I'm going to go A, 60 years.
60 years. Mike.
60? No, no. No, no. The answer's got to be C, 300 years, Ben. Mike says it's C, 300 years. Dan Hudson.
I haven't read a lot of Luther stuff. I'm gonna go with B, 200.
B, 200 years, B, Lindgren. 200.
I was thinking A, 60 years.
Lindgren's in with his Facebook queen buddy. A, 60 years. Some people will be
together.
You got to shake that thing, man. That's going to follow you for years. I know there's some Martin Luther fanboys out there that come to find out that Luther was wrong predicting the end of the world. But the answer is C, 300 years. Wow. He thought verily it would happen within 300 years, which would have put around 1830 to 1850.
A disinfectant, any type of deodorizer, all would be helpful, Troy. Continue on.
I don't really call that not very far off, though.
When was Luther 300 around?
300 years from now, you know, if I'm predicting something, I hope it's pretty soon, like in 300 years. I'm pretty sure I'll be gone.
We weren't really discussing the validity of the claim.
Well, I know, but why do you care if he comes back in 300 years if you're already there?
What he says, it will not be absent 300 years longer. It's a weird thing to pine for. You'll obviously be dead.
I feel like you're arguing with
the
dead man.
For you. Who's the fool?
Sure,
I mean, he's been dead for years. You want to argue with him? I don't understand. Okay, let him go. Here we go. Next question. Next question. Which of the following years were predicted as being the end of the world by the Jehovah's Witnesses? A, 1874. B, 1878. C, 1881. D, 1910. E, 1914. F, 1918. G, 1920. H, 1925. I, 1941. J, 1973. K, 1984. L, all of the above. Feldspar. You're up.
I'm going to go with L, all of the above.
Mike Fuchs. H, 1925. Dan Hudson.
It is indeed L, all of the above. Because I was looking for an all of the above. I thought, oh, now we...
Lindgren.
It's L.
L, all of the above. The answer is L, all of the above. Do not play roulette with the Jehovah's Witness.
This one's for real.
I just need 20 more bucks. That'll be the changer. Next question. The rise of which one of these creatures was deemed a sign of the end of the world in 1977? A, bees. B, walruses. C, flies. D, vultures. The rise of which one of these creatures was deemed a sign of the end of the world in 1977? Mike Fust.
That's going to be A, bees.
Mike's in with bees. Dan Hudson.
Oh, boy. I will say vultures. It just sounds end-of-the-world-ish.
Vultures?
Yeah.
Lindgren?
D, the letter D.
I'm going with the bees. Letter A.
Lindgren's in with the bees?
Going C, flies.
A strong and bold move.
Flies.
It will be C. All right. The rise of which one of these creatures was deemed a sign to the end of the world in 1977? The answer is A, bees.
I remember this from kindergarten. They were still talking about killer bees.
I was -14.
It was like 1985 or 6.
Okay, here's
I was alive back then.
Here's where this comes from. It's from Revelation 9, starting verse 3. It says, then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power like the power of scorpions of the earth.
They were bees.
Hold on a minute. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any green plant or any tree, but only those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months but not kill them, and their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone, and in those days people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. In appearance, the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold. Their faces were like human faces, their hair like woman's hair, and their teeth like lion's teeth. Anyway, that's a stretch. But that's where the bees
are
coming from.
That's where they got bees?
I was going to say, where did bees come from here?
A man-woman locust with a mask on.
Yeah.
Riding a horse.
Here's the deal. You see that business coming, you don't wait for the sting. You just go. You know, there's a locust with a human face coming this way.
He looks angry.
You don't say, hey, human face locust, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey. I wish the Jehovah's Witnesses were right. I don't want to be here right now. All right, here we go. Final question. It's the end of the world as we know it. In 1991, a group of folks predicted that Jesus would return at 9 a.m. March 31st, 1991, at which well-known location? A, the Statue of Liberty. B, Sydney Harbor. C, Big Ben. D, New Jersey. In 1991, a group of folks predicted that Jesus would return at 9 a.m. March 31st, 91, at which well-known location? Kevin Lindgren.
I'm going to go with the Statue of Liberty.
Lindgren's with A, Statue of Liberty. Dr. Cacophony.
That's you, Tony. Okay.
Don't be shy.
I was not 100% sure on that. Well-known location. New Jersey is one of the well-known. Okay. I'm going to go with B, Sydney Harbor.
Milbanks Friedmont goes with B, Sydney Harbor. Mike Foost.
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree with Troy, but I just can't commit to it. So I'm going to hit with Big Ben, C.
Caliban has scared him away. Dan Hudson.
I'm thinking it is New Jersey, D.
And dancing with New Jersey.
You would rather be wrong than bandwagon.
Sorry, Your Highness. I can't do it.
I'm bringing a crown.
If New Jersey is a city, man, everything else is a specific location.
I'm sorry, what?
New Jersey is a state.
New Jersey is a state.
No, it's a city, isn't it?
No.
Dang, I hope it's Big Ben.
New Jersey, Texas?
I feel the embarrassment flowing over me.
You get used to it.
Dan, how do I deal with a thing like this? Tell me.
Just go on. Somebody will change the subject.
New Jersey.
Someone will change the subject. In 1991, a group of folks predicted that Jesus would return at 9 a.m. March 31st, 91, at which well-known location? The answer is B, Sydney Harbor. Sydney Harbor.
Wow. The city of New Jersey. You enjoy that, good sir. I'm going to hang out in Sydney Harbor.
You have just participated in It's the End of the World as We Know It, and you're listening to Live from the Path.
This is Ben Foost. You're listening to Live from the Path. Thanks for hanging out so far on the Ben host, the best of clips. I'm hanging out on my own tonight. Mike and Dan are out of town. Boova's out of town. It's just good old me, so I thought instead of hearing me babble on for a good hour, I'll only take up 25 minutes babbling on and otherwise fill in with clips beyond that. So the next clip is what is my favorite tune from Jeff Arendelle. Jeff Arendelle is one of our all-time best friends of the show. He still holds the record of being in here the most. And we were able to team up. I simply just didn't have the time to play this tonight. Otherwise, I would have tried to get some clips from it. But one of the coolest experiences that we've had so far on Life from the Path was the 2012 Life from the Path Christmas Extravaganza, which we put in the very capable and awesome hands of Jeff Arendelle to kind of put together musically. And you can catch it out on the website if you go out there, but it just was an awesome show. We got snowed out, basically. 14 people showed up. And even some of the musicians couldn't come. It was going to be an all-star cast. But we still had plenty of folks show up, and it was just a really, really cool event. And Jeff did an awesome job. So I would encourage you to go check that out, especially as we get closer to Christmas time. We may be releasing that as a CD for you to be able to pick up within the next few months. So that will be exciting if that happens. But you can check out Jeff. Go to jeffarendelle.com. This is my favorite song that he does. It's called Most High, and I'll let you listen to it now. This is Jeff Arendelle on Ben Picks the Classics.
Left the place you had on high to show us how to live a life of sacrifice. Wash the feet of all the others, scolded when we needed a talking to. Heal the sickness of another, opened up our eyes when you told the truth. Told the truth. Sacrifice, you rose, you lived, made it possible to be born twice. I don't need any other, and I won't keep him for myself. No more running for my cover. I don't need anybody else. No one else. Most High came down. Thorny crown. Now I'm found, lifting up the one who won most high.
impossible to be born twice. I don't need any other, and I won't keep it for myself. No more run for my cover. I don't need anybody else. No else. Most high came down thereby, wore the thorny crown. Now I'm found, lifting up the one who won most high.
That was Jeff Arundel with Most High, and you find more information about Jeff at jeffarundel.com. I have it on at least pretty good word that we should be able to see a an album from Jeff coming up before the end of the year, maybe early next year, and should anticipate to see that tune on it. He's got a lot of really cool tunes. The CD that he has out now called Not Here For Me, that song is good. I really like Strange Places is good. Lots of good stuff from Jeff, so definitely check that out. Show him some love. And he's good folk and has always been great to the show. So we appreciate Jeff, and I hope you enjoyed that clip. The next clip is pretty interesting. So we had the band Candy for Nickels in. And so when I got there, I got to the studio at about 9 o'clock. Again, the show starts at 10. And I saw this group of people on the first floor. We're on the third floor of the building we were broadcasting from at the time. And I got on the first floor, and there's this like group of people just jamming out. Over by the front, the opposite doors that I came in. And I thought, boy, that's a fairly collected group of hobos. Like, they seem dressed all right, and they're kind of rocking out. One of them's got a guitar. That's pretty impressive. And as I got closer, of course, I recognized that it's the folks from Candy for Nickels. We often hadn't met any of these people before they came into the studio to perform. And so then they came in, and that show was a lot of fun. We pretty much laughed the whole 2 hours. They were a lot of fun to have in. But one of the things that came up was, I think we had been using a lot of Old Testament language, hopefully for comedic purposes. And so one of the guys from Candy for Nickels basically made a bet to Mike to write a song that had a lot of those words in it. You know, could you pull those words together and write a tune? And this clip is kind of the result of that bet. And it's a song that Mike wrote, and I said, what did I give him? I think I gave him 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. And he got it done in that time, took a guitar. It shows off the guitar playing skills and songwriting acumen of Mike Foost. This is Methuselah Went to Nineveh and God Smote Him, one of my favorite clips on Life from the Path.
So I'll give you guys $5 if next time we come back, you guys have written a song using the word smote and Nineveh.
All right,
you're and Methuselah.
Right. Mike, you got 2 minutes.
Okay, oh, I want good.
It. So Methuselah, Nineveh, and smote.
Okay,
why you have to write a song?
Why they're doing that?
Okay, here we are.
Do you have a name for the song?
It's called Methuselah Went to Nineveh and God Smote Him. Methuselah went to Nineveh and God smote him. That's not really true, but I don't care. Someone grab my sword and the moose bone, 'cause it's time to clean Joel Osteen's hair.
All right.
All right.
You deserve
Here's the $5, I promise. There you go.
He deserves another Thanks, five.
He did give him the $5 too. It was he kept to the deal. I can't remember whether Mike actually gave it back to him or whether he just or whether he held on to it. But they ponied it up. The folks at Candy for Nickels also gave us a T-shirt, and I've got a couple shirts that I got from bands that came in, Cinder by Fire and Candy for Nickels, that are in my regular rotation. They're quality shirts. I do remember Double J wouldn't pony one up. We'll have to talk to him about it next time we see him. But that was Methuselah went to Nineveh and God smote him, written on the spot by Mike Foost from the Bet. For the guys at Candy for Nickels. The next clip is a musical clip. This is by Wayne Stewart. Wayne, we also ran into from Reverb Nation. He leads worship in Ames, and he was gracious enough to come down here. He's this I think you can get out on his Reverb Nation page. You can go take a listen to it if you wish, the full version. But I really like this song. This one stuck with me for a while after he's been in the studio. And of the musical clips that we have on the show that I'll go back and listen to, this is one of the ones that makes that rotation. And I hope you enjoy it. This is Wayne Stewart, and the song is 78. And it's one of Ben's choice clips on the Best of Live from the Path.
Is 99 minus 22 enough times for us to say that we're both finished with this? I'm tired of fighting, you're tired of hurting. Is this the place we both walk away bleeding? Yeah. Or is there a way to 78? Oh, is there a way? Yeah. Words cut deeply into a heart like yours. I wish that I could take back the hurt of leaving and change the look that I see as you're retreating. Oh, is there a way to 78? Speak so clearly that I'm a sinner in need of saving. And when I see just how much I've been forgiven, I see us with a different kind of vision. There is a way to 78. Yeah, there. Oh, there is a
That was Wayne Stewart and performing 78 here on Live from the Path on Ben's Choice Clips. Best of. It's what we do when there's nobody else in the studio. And I really enjoy that tune. Wayne was awesome. He was very, very, very interesting to talk to afterwards. And he sat here and before we left, he kind of prayed for us and we prayed for him. And it was a very cool experience. It was great to have Wayne in here and we look forward to seeing him again. You can check him out on Reverb Nation. And I really love that song. And that singing at the end, where we kind of joined in, that was spontaneous. There was no permission. We just kind of butted in. But Wayne is gracious and he allowed us to do so. So that was very, very awesome. It reminds me thinking of these musical clips. So, when we first started, we decided we wanted to have music on the show. We invited our worship pastor, Jared Roy, and if you're on 99.3, if you listen to that, you're familiar with him. He's also the On Purpose Promos guy. He can do t-shirts and frisbees and all kinds of crap for you if you need some promotional material. But we brought him in, and the poor guy, like we hadn't thought through this very well at all, and we had some colored lights and stuff that we had set up in a corner, and It was awful. It was just terrible. I mean, it looks like he was, we were broadcasting from 1977, with a black light and one yellow light and a blue light, kind of all pointed different directions. It was pointed up too, so he looked like he was 9 foot tall. We lost those for him, so that there was no evidence that he participated in such a monstrosity. That was not his fault, by the way. That was completely on us. So, but anyway, just kind of reminded me of that as we've had a couple musical things that have been a little bit iffy. We've had a few bands in here that, again, the studio looks bigger than it is, than when you actually come in here. And so we'll have people show up and they got like 8 pieces in their band. And it's very, very difficult to get everybody fit. In addition to the fact that it just gets smoking hot in here. You'll have the temperature go up a good 8-10 degrees. When you go from having one person in here to having 10, 8 to 10 people in here, and they'll just pack in. So it's been something that, we learn as we go. We've been trying to cut that down, make sure that we've adequately prepared people for such a small space. We also have the issue where you have a pretty large band and they'll come in here and they're all kind of sharing a microphone. You got people kind of yelling off to the side and stuff. And that also has been difficult. We obviously have a limited number of microphones and stuff. So I hear your frustration. I've had that myself. So anyway, the next clip, it wasn't the very first one, but it was pretty close to when we started our Dear Life from the Paths. And I've slipped a couple times, and Mike has slipped a couple times and let this through. But basically, the premise of the Dear Life from the Path is to see what type of advice we would give, hopefully that's biblically consistent, and compare it to advice that the secular world would give. And our baseline here is Dear Abby. So we get a Dear Abby, and we just make it sound like that person wrote to Dear Life from the Path. We've had a few that were like legitimate questions to Life from the Path, but primarily we'll go through and we'll take a Dear Abby, and then we'll compare what our response is to the secular world. And it's about 50-50 where we agree and where we don't agree. So it makes for some interesting conversation. And this particular one was pretty funny, and I think this is where we decided this had some potential at being a funny bit for the show, but also something where we could learn something and we could kind of talk through what kind of wise counsel should be out there for certain things. Not that it happened in this clip, but this is one of my favorites because it was kind of the beginning of the Dear Life from the Path. It was pretty funny. This is a special Dear Life from the Path. You're listening on Ben Select Clips, and I hope you enjoy.
I am a very conservative woman. I don't drink, dance, wear makeup, or pants. I think.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It reads ha ha funny.
But it's
first
not very time. Conservative.
I enjoy the company of friends despite our differences, and thought they enjoyed mine. On our most recent outing, however, they mocked my religious jewelry, commented on my lack of fashion, and made me feel guilty for not wanting to stay out late. Despite this, they are great friends and would help me at the drop of a hat. I don't bring up their being overweight. Or that I think some of their clothes they wear are ugly. I don't criticize them for sleeping around, and I wish they would accept me for who I am. I'm considering not going out with them the next time they ask, but I don't really want to come to that. Any suggestions?
Dan?
Go ahead.
Dear loser.
Why do you wear such ugly clothes and bad jewelry?
Why are you so worried about what your friends are doing and what they think of you? Just be yourself and... Who cares?
Here's the thing. Okay, so here's what Abby says, and I'm going to disagree with her, and I'll tell you why. So she says, her suggestion is it's time for you to start cultivating relationships with people whose values are more like your own. The friends you have described may be lovely, but their comments were out of line and folks are known by the company they keep. If you spend a lot of time with the women you have described, people begin to make assumptions about you.
Dan, what's the first thing that comes to mind when, say, folks are known by the company they keep?
Like in a scriptural sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like bad company corrupts good...
Like Jesus hangs out with sinners.
Oh, okay.
That was the first thing.
There's several scriptures that come to mind.
The first thing that came to your mind? That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Like, so she might be a bit of a fuddy-duddy, whatever. You know, like, whatever morals she's sticking to, whatever her values are, it doesn't seem like it's too big of a deal. But I disagree with Abby's advice when she says, you know, you probably should cultivate a base, you know, to support your values if that's what you're lacking. But, I mean, like, avoiding these people altogether seems to be the exact opposite of what we're after.
She's running from it. I mean, you know. I have such a hard time respecting people who, like, whine to somebody on a newspaper. You know, it's like really having this, you can't figure out.
Dan, if that's going to be your take on it, these are not going to go over very well.
I know, but it's hard to get past that filter going, really? You can't call your friend and say, hey, man, I like my jewelry. Or, hey, you know what? You're fat. I mean, you guys don't like my clothes. You tell me all the time.
How overweight they are. Well, that's the thing.
I've never written Abby and said, Mike and Ben, they make fun of my shirt every single week. They say I look like a couch. What should I do? I've never once done that.
Ow, my head hurts.
Now you should have shot the couch.
Oh, man. Okay, so I think we're comfortable with. I'm going to disagree with Abby that she needs to get rid of the friends, but she needs to be a little more secure in what she's going to be. Like,
yeah.
if you're going to do these things, like, it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, like, you like to wear couch shirts.
I do.
You don't seem to change the fact that you wear couch shirts. We
this
talk about
pretty
it every
conservative,
week.
But
that's more of a curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a throw.
But a nice one.
Yeah, so anyway, you know.
Not a Kmart one.
I think if you're going to stick, I don't know about the not wearing makeup or pants. I mean, it seems.
Or she doesn't dance either.
Does it say that? I don't drink.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't drink, dance, wear makeup.
Whatever.
Pants.
Teaches on. It's a Paul thing, right? Like if it's, you know.
Well, you know
you're
what?
Not partner, you're
that
not
ties
yourself.
Right into that wrestling dude.
Yeah.
It's like, what was the point of it though? She was saying, "I'm really awesome. I do this, this, and this. My friends they sleep around and they're overweight."
Well, right. You know, like
if it truly
didn't bother you that they do all these things, I don't know that you probably would have mentioned it on a national broadcasting standpoint.
Actually, so I guess the question: are you lining up righteousness so that you can, you know, point them at somebody else?
Exactly.
That's obviously. There's no reason to mention that I do.
Look
all
how good
the
I am.
Yeah,
I'm awesome. I'm conservative. I'm, you know. Don't wear pants because that'd be bad.
I don't feel right. Like the devil's on me.
And those friends, those wicked friends, they make fun of me.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Can you believe it? I'm so great.
Yeah.
Why would they
Who
even
could
say
not
anything
see it? Yeah, she needs to get over herself, and all these people do. Okay, I'll try to get a better answer than that. But
okay, I had one more that. Oh, okay. This one. I don't know if this.
Hey, okay? The medication. He's over here mumbling. She doesn't wear pants. Oh.
Okay.
I was trying to think of someone who has to struggle not to dance. So, like, they hear music or whatever, and they catch themselves. Like, they're doing, like, a half jig.
Stop it. My right side won't listen. I'm going to go out and have an e-cig until this dance is over.
All right. You're listening to Live from the Path. That was general advice. From Life from the Path, and it was really probably the birth of the Dear Life from the Path segment, which I just simply can't see going away. It provides such classic entertainment for the show. So, Life from the Path broadcasts every week, and you know this because you're listening on the podcast likely. But we're every week Monday nights at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11. This show is going on forever, but I simply picked too many clips. I did not anticipate myself talking as much. So, but doggone it, I'm going to keep it rolling. I have another musical clip for you. This is Silverside. We are very fortunate to be able to run into these ladies. Melinda at the 208 in Osceola they were in town, and she offered to kind of drive them down here and do an interview. We already had somebody booked for the night, and so we couldn't have them on the live show, but we brought them down, and they came in at around, 9:25, 9:30, and we pre-recorded an interview with them and some songs, and then they kind of left, and we went on to the next show. So I was very fortunate to meet them. They're a great talent, and you can find them. They're also on the Spotify. You can also find them on the website and on Facebook. And their music is excellent, is excellent, very good. In fact, sometimes you'll hear a couple of their tunes on the outro music or sometimes the intro music for the show. And so, anyway, I'll play this one for you. This is called Circus Circus. This is available on their on the current album that they have out right now. And hey, they have a single coming out. It's called Hush, and I believe it's available for free starting on the 23rd of July. So if it's Monday night, we're not there yet. If it's a if it's Saturday, we've already passed. It's already available for you, and you can get that from the Reverb Nation page. So anyway, this is Silverside with Circus Circus. And I really enjoy these ladies. They were a ton of fun to have in the studio, and this is a pretty cool song. You can enjoy this on Ben's Picks on The Best of Life from the Path.
I could only sit still for one moment until you realized what I was saying to you. Life is hard sometimes, like you realize, picking up the broken pieces tonight. Full stars on his own heart, giving up and there is no God. All your life you play that card in the circus, circus. Life is hard and there will be pain, but nothing ventured, there's nothing gained. Never wanted to stay the same in this circus, circus now. Broken, wounded, you lie captive to your fight, letting hurt and sorrow dictate your life. Emptiness closes in, crushing you within, reaching up for light. Now your cleansing begins. A fool stares in his own heart, giving up and there is no God. All your life you play that card in this circus, circus. Life is hard and there will be pain, but nothing better, there's nothing gained. Never wanted to stay the same in this circus, circus now. One minute, peace be still as the carousel slows down. All this time you're searching, running and hiding from the one who made things right. Open up your eyes, a full stares in his own heart, giving up and there is no God. All your life you play that card in this circus, circus. Life is hard, there will be pain, but nothing better than nothing gained. Never wanted to stay the same in this circus, circus now.
That was Silverside on Live from the Path, and I'm going to go ahead and let it roll. This is another band that we had in the studio called Now Serving Seven, and we came across them because Dan and his daughter had been to a show in Pella, and these guys were the opening act, and they were great to have, and they're a lot of fun. And you can also pick up there; they have a new album that's out, and this one is on it, and this has to be one of my favorite tunes that they do. And I thought I'd play that for you. This is The World Will Never Know by Now Serving Seven.
Despise when you look through jaded eyes, the
A thousand faces pass you by, looking down with callous eyes. There's no dignity, enslaved in poverty. You grip your hanging rope, you're asking where's the hope. Every day's a day with misery. Oh, who will give the bread of life? Who will show the world Satan's light? The world will never know. We don't ever go, and we don't show the love we know deep inside our soul.
This is Live from the Path. That was Now Serving Seven. You're listening to the select clips just chosen by Ben to represent the best of Live from the Path here on the Live from the Path radio program. We do appreciate you hanging out and checking out the show. You can catch us during the week at livefromthepath.org, where you can find past clips of the show, including many of the musical clips you've seen tonight. Some of the clips actually aren't available on the website. I was just noticing that as I was playing through some of these that we just don't have them available. So I will work on that and get some of those clips available that you saw tonight that aren't there, available for you to check out as you see fit. One of the things that was really fun for me, and I don't know, it's something that I don't get to play very often because it fit a specific situation, is when we did the transition from the studio at Des Moines Amplified to here, we thought we'd do something kind of special when we did the announcement to be able to make that transition, and this is kind of what we played, and I thought this was pretty fun, and I'll never have any reason to play it again, but because I enjoyed it, I'm going to play it for you, and most of you dropped off anyway at this point. So this was the transition right after I realized that I was in the wrong studio and that I was supposed to be at the new one. This is what kind of cut over, and it's the Solomon Show. You're on Live from the Path.
The Solomon Show, where we spend time on the three W's, wisdom, wives, and war with Palestine. My in-studio guest tonight is my arch-nemesis, Secular. Thanks for coming on. Before we get started, let me just say this. You, sir, are a punk. The Solomon Show.
A new television show called Gunsmoke. No, I'm not it.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he couldn't smell like he's me.
Okay, that one's kind of important that you get the visual on it, because there's a funny Solomon head that's everywhere. Yeah. I did definitely go back and check the video on that one if you only got the audio for it. We're rounding out our time for the Life from the Path Best of Show, sponsored by Ben. The select clips that I really enjoy. If you want to do a fun game at some point, you go back and look at the stuff that's on the website and see how many clips that you can find that have a camera clicking in them. Because, you know, we will take pictures and stuff as the show goes on so that we can post it to social media and share that stuff out. And, of course, it has to happen at the most opportune times, right? Like, we want to get a picture of the artist performing. And so while they're performing is when you'll hear, like, a camera click, or you'll see somebody's arm kind of walk in front of the camera. And it's pretty low rent, but it's kind of fun if you go to the website and kind of check that out. But you bet you can find tons of times where you hear a camera click. And hear other things going on in the thing. Or, you know, what's kind of fun is when the artist has their back up to the glass, you can look at the reflections in the glass and see what everybody else is doing. A lot of time people are checking phones or posting photos and stuff, you know, taking drinks. Anyway, you can kind of follow along in the in-studio action when we're supposed to be paying attention, and you can see what the guys from Life and the Path are doing. So, I'm going to let you go, I think, but I'll play one more for you. And so I kind of had thought that the way the time would work out, this would end up just on the edge of the podcast, but it's right at the end. And it's probably not probably wouldn't be well received in our KTIA broadcast, but it's a little juvenile, but it was really funny. And so I'm going to let it end with what non-biblical signs of the apocalypse. And basically the thought behind this is that the Bible says certain things will happen. And you will know that it's the end times because of that. But there were things that just simply weren't recorded, and then we know that biblically as well. And the question is, we look at some of these news items of the day. Could this be one of those things that wasn't recorded biblically, that actually could be the sign of the end times? And here's one. This is back from that clip from when Candy for Nichols was in the studio. And this is non-biblical signs of the apocalypse. I hope that you enjoy it. It's just getting late enough at night that your juvenile side can really dig on it. This is Life in the Path. Okay, you ready? That was it.
What a transition. Okay, you ready?
You want to look at the dancing guy for a while? Yes.
At least we were on tune, in tune on that.
He'll do this for a solid minute if I don't stop him. All right. There you go. Okay, here we go. So, I guess to re-preface, there are a number of spots in Revelation that describe the upcoming signs of the apocalypse. What we're going to talk about are not in there at all. However, it does lead me to believe that some of these things are the signs of the end times, whether documented or otherwise. These are non-biblical.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does make you wonder. And these are non-biblical signs of the apocalypse. Here we go. sorry. I'm waiting for it to come up, and I thought I'd laugh in the middle. Here we go. Here it's coming. Okay. This is from the Metro, November 19th, Metro newspaper in London. Flush tracker lets you track your poo in honor of World Toilet Day. Byline is, have you ever wondered where your poo goes once you flush the toilet? Now, thanks to the wonders of the internet, you can find out with the new site, flushtracker.com. So,
do you physically insert it, or you just put it in?
That's not required, Dan.
I don't... Come on!
Does the CD have to be open? Or?
We're going to
need a new computer.
So here we go. And chat, we're going to do a vote here at the end of this, and you're going to tell this is actually the end is near, or we've got some more time. So those are your two votes. Here's the details. Flush Tracker allows you to enter the time and location of your most recent toilet visit and uses Google Maps to let you track your feces as they make their way through your local sewers. With Path to Poo has traced highlighted in neon blue like kind of a scat fetishist version of Tron. Okay, so let's see. At the time of our writing, and this was back in early November, at the time of writing, our test poo had sauntered down Kensington High Street through London's classic Joseph Bazalgette-designed sewer system, then turned left onto Earl's Court Road before making a sharp right and heading in the direction of Hammersmith and, ultimately, freedom.
Freedom?
Just full disclosure, we did not actually do a poo. We made up one for the purposes of journalism. I don't know, poo tracker. Now, this is only available in, like, Eastern Europe. You can do it in Russia. In fact, I pulled it up, because I tried to do it. And you can't do
it. Wait, you tried...
I tried to track one.
Man. Oh my
gosh.
The Russians are ahead of us.
That's what I'm saying.
We just can't do anything.
So this isn't available at Best Buy.
No. Okay. What's online? It's free, but you can only do it in England and in Russia. If you put it on there, it defaults to the Kremlin. Like it starts at the Kremlin as if you took a poo at the Kremlin and then it flows through. Anyway. Kremlin. So chat.
And communism.
This one's on you. Flushtracker.com. The end is near, or we've got some more time. What are your thoughts? Mike?
I'd say the end is near.
The end is near, flushtracker.com?
Yeah.
It's the sign of the end of times?
I would say that
Bean says we got more time.
If somebody comes up with something like that, the end should be near.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Literally.
Like,
who I just don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually when these kind of things are done, you're like, well, I'm glad that's over with. But these people want to hold on to it longer. Like, well, I've gotten rid of it, but...
Is it that painful?
I'd like to know where it's gone without me. Its whole existence, we've been together.
I created you. I gave you life.
It's like having...
We have been one.
It's like I say where you go, and when I say it's time that you're done, you know? But then you're like, where do you go after I leave?
So you can't do that farewell ceremony anymore because you're still...
Yeah. Instead of your usual, I bid you adieu.
Although, if I were the poo, I would say, you severed ties. you have no business following.
This is on you, buddy.
I'm out of here. I didn't choose this.
What did I do to you?
The end is near.
Anyway. Okay, so, the chat, I guess, it sounds like, for the most part, is they're saying, we've got more time. I'm saying the end is near. I think the end is near. What's that? It's not you, it's me. Don't look so gloom.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
All right, you're listening to Live from the Path. That, I'm going to leave you with that. Boy, there are actually a bunch of other clips that I didn't have time to get, or we frankly were out of time to show. We have our 2-year anniversary compilation. There was a pretty cool, Daniel Bryan from Saved on Sunday was in here, and he wrote like a Live from the Path blues number that was actually pretty cool. Mike and I both got to play on that. And that was awesome, and I wanted to show that one for tonight. And, there's a lot of conversations that showed up just in the midst of the shows that were just too long for me to be able to show tonight. But boy, it's been a long, cool run, for us so far here on Life in the Path. And I do want to say thank you and, for hanging out with the show. And I hope there's something that glorifies God in here. It's our prayer every night before the show starts is, aside from our amateurish behavior and our inability to put on a legitimate radio show, that ultimately that the show would glorify God and then would, at the very least, I suppose people could point out and say, boy, that's just not the way to do it. But, I hope that's the case. We will see you next week. We should be back with a full studio. Mike and Dan will be back in here. It is kind of lonely here. I don't want to admit to it, but I do miss those guys. And I hope to see you next week and hope to see you next week. Thank you for listening to Live from the Path. Oh, hey, one other thing I want to let you know just as we're getting ready to head out is, a lot of times as we're leaving the show, there's a bunch of different tunes, that you hear playing on here. And, I just wanted to let you know that if you have Spotify, if you search for Live from the Path, there's a playlist out there. And basically that contains the list of the songs, that I have that can roll through at both the beginning and the end of the show. So if you're interested in what those songs are, who the artists are, where you can hear more, go out to Spotify and look for Live from the Path, and that playlist should be just sitting out there for you. And I'll add stuff, randomly too. As a matter of fact, I added a couple, two or three songs just today. There's a couple, Robert Randolph and the Family Band tunes that I heard today that I really like. God Is There from Chandler Knutson was out there, so I threw that in there. The Now Serving Seven song that you heard. A bunch of stuff from Bruce Katz. I love Bruce Katz. Tim Timmons, who we got to interview. That would have been a cool clip. The audio was completely destroyed in this deal, but we interviewed Tim Timmons and Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band, and we didn't ever get to broadcast it because it didn't turn out well. But those guys were awesome. That was a fun experience. There's some stuff out there from New World Sun, from Booker T and the MGs, from Silverside. It's a fun playlist. Definitely go check that out and support those musicians. And thank you for supporting Live from the Path. We hope you have a good week, and I'll see you next week. Doors I shouldn't be going through.